Hare Krishna.
So, what is, how does Dhyan Yoga arise from Gyan Yoga? Answer, there is an analytical explanation of the progression of the yogas, and there will be individual evolution of seekers in the progression. It's not necessary that the analytical progression will match the individual spiritual evolution. Broadly speaking, Jnana and Dhyana center on inaction, and karma and bhakti involve action also. So that's why the hierarchy we have is karma to jnana to dhyana to bhakti. So technically speaking, in the Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't specifically, it's not so easy to spot verses which talk about the evolution from jnana to dhyana. Because broadly speaking, the jnana meditation leads to towards Brahman, the dhyana leads towards Paramatma. But once they realize the Paramatma, after that they might go toward conceiving of themselves as one with the Paramatma, which is how they might go toward the jnana. Or they might go towards realizing that they are the eternal servitors of the Paramatma, which they will go toward bhakti. Often in Shantarasa, as Vishwanathacharya Thakur talks about. So specifically, how what will work out is a little difficult to understand. But what you can focus on is that we can say technically jnana lead to dhyana, in the sense that jnana basically involves contemplation on the absolute truth, as a bhakti, as Jiva Goswami talks about in Sandarvas, that the absolute truth with no attributes is Brahman. That means it's just pure consciousness. The absolute truth with material attributes is Paramatma, with material energies rather, not attributes. That means the absolute truth is the observer, overseer and controller of the material world. In the Brahman conception, all that exists is Brahman, there is nothing more at all. So in that sense, the Brahman Federation is the Brahman is not the is, you could say, at one level lower, and Paramatma realization is higher. Because, and beyond that, of course, the Bhagavan realization, where the Bhagavan is the realization of the absolute with spiritual potencies also. That means the absolute is not just consciousness. In the Brahman realization, the idea is that the absolute is just pure consciousness with no object or subject. In Paramatma, there is consciousness with who is the subject, and the material world is the object that is perceived by that consciousness, and perceived and overseen. Upadrashta Anumantaj. But in the Bhagavan realization, it is not just the object but also the subject. That means that there is the understanding that Brahman and Paramatma are both progressions from one level to higher, and correspondingly we can say jnana and dhyana is a progression. So is there a, we could conceivably talk about certain verses in the Bhagavad Gita which talk about the progression from jnana toward dhyana. Say for example, we might say that the whole conception of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, which is talked about in 628, 629, 30, that is a progression in terms of perceiving the absolute as depersonalized consciousness, or as a super soul, and ultimately as Bhagavan. That's 28, 29, 30. In the sixth chapter. Apart from that, we can also, so basically the idea is that, like I said in the start, there is the removal of action and the intermediate stages. So in karma there is action, in jnana there is action plus knowledge, in dhyana there is action, in jnana action is removed and knowledge is added. So you could say that there is just normal karma kanda, there is action plus attachment. There is action with detachment in karma yoga, from normal karma or karma kanda. But then there is detachment with knowledge, that is the next step in the ladder, that is jnana. Then detachment, knowledge and meditation, that is jnana. And then you have action coming back again, action plus detachment plus knowledge plus meditation, that is sadhana bhakti. And then there is action plus knowledge plus detachment plus meditation plus love, devotion, pure absorption is supreme, that is transcendence, that is the perfection of life, and that is what is perceived by the perceived in relationship with the supreme. So in that sense there is a progression from karma to jnana to dhyana to bhakti. It's not so much in terms of the individual seeker's evolution, but it's more of a analytical or conceptual progression in the component of the process, components of the process, and in the object of meditation, or the object of that process. Thank you.